I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. February 1st marked 5 years since Myanmar's military overthrew the government, sparking a civil war. The violence has displaced over 3.5 million people and killed thousands. Brother Isaac from Global Catalytic Ministries was there not long ago.
People everywhere just don't know where to go on from here. I've never been in an atmosphere where nearly everybody is afraid.
Persecution of those who leave Buddhism to follow Christ is severe. Yet Isaac says widows are leading the church movement with joy and deep hope in Christ's return.
One of the best ways we can honor the underground church is by joining them in the call and the mission that they have.
And that mission is the Great Commission. Learn more in the full story at our website about how to be a disciple maker right where you are. And the Ayla Project International was founded in 2023 as a response to the crisis in the Middle East. This Christian team helps critically ill refugee children and their families relocate and gain access to medical care. International Director Tara Britton says families who encounter API experience Christ's love in action.
We're there with them in the darkest hours of their lives. We are supporting them. We are their friends. We are praying with them. We are praying for them.
Help doesn't end when the families are evacuated.
We realize we couldn't let these families struggle. Once we evacuated them, we had to start an organization to support them.
And while medical help is the first order of business, API also provides families with trauma counseling, educational assistance, and business support. So pray for God's blessing on this ministry. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.